I want to take us back to the Old Testament reading for today, and especially to a few verses from chapter 43 of Isaiah. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. I have a very simple question for you today. A very simple question and a very simple message. It shouldn't take very long to ask the simple question, but it may take a little longer to consider the question. I want you to consider it. I want you to meditate on it and contemplate it and run it around in your mind over the next several days. I want to ask you a simple question, but it's a question that might not be so simple to answer. I want you to consider this. Are you living in a desert? Now, I'm sure that most of you, looking outside, looking at the parched land and the brown grass and the brown trees, looking at the water table and looking at how little water you get when you have to water your lawn only on one day, looking at my poor lawn which is blowing away in the breeze, I'm sure most of us would say, we're living in a desert. But that's not the kind of desert I'm talking about. I'm talking about a spiritual desert, a desert of the soul, a desert of the spiritual life. I'm talking about a desert of the spiritual life. Are you living in a spiritual desert with no nourishment, nothing to water you, water your soul, water your emotions, water your spiritual life? Are you living in a desert that is bereft of the presence of Christ? Are you living in a place where there is no watering love of God? Are you living a life that is parched? A life that lacks the wonderful presence of God? Are you living a life that is in need, in dire need of the grace of Jesus Christ? Ask yourself that question. Are you living a life that is paralyzed? Paralyzed by fear, paralyzed by pain, paralyzed by the unknown? Are you living a life that is literally paralyzed by spiritual thirst? Like the paralytic who was brought to Jesus? Are you living a life that is being totally arrested and is not really alive? Ask yourself these questions. Turn them around in your head. Think about them. Meditate about them. Consider them. Contemplate them. For I am convinced that while most of us recognize that we are living in a semi-desert environment here in Wichita Falls, Texas, many of us are also living spiritually deserted lives. Many of us are living in deserts of the soul. Many of us are living in deserts of our soul, in need of the watering grace of Jesus, in need of the nourishing love of God, in need of the wonderful grace that flows from the very heart of Christ. Did you hear what the choir sung today? Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. My brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are thirsting today, if your soul is thirsting, the good news is that there's some place to go. You've come to the right place. You've come to the right Lord. You've come to the right moment. For if you are thirsting today, the Word of God promises us that the source of spiritual life, the source of God's grace, is here to quench your thirst now. My brothers and sisters, the good news is that you don't have to be thirsty. You don't have to go without something to quench your thirst. The Spirit of God, the grace of God, the presence of God is here for you today. Now, it may not look like much. This looks like bread to me. I mean, really. One person took a lot of bread, but for a group like us, not a whole lot. It's just a little bread, and it's just a little cup. Some wheat and some grapes. Some baking, some preparing. A simple gift, a simple meal, very simple. One of my favorite movies. It used to be one of my favorite movies. It's Agnes of God. And in Agnes of God, there's a sweet little nun, about 16 years old. Agnes. And one day she went in to confess to the Mother Superior that she wasn't eating. And that she knew it was wrong, but she wasn't eating. And then she said, "But Mother Superior, I don't need to eat anything. The host is enough." And the Mother Superior says, "Agnes, I don't believe that the host has the daily recommended allowance of anything." A little plastic wafer, you know, those little wafers that sometimes we use. Ugh, that ain't bread. It's fish pellets. She said, "I don't think the host has the daily recommended allowance of anything." In terms of physicality, she's right. In terms of bread, she's right. But my friends, Holy Communion, the means of grace and the sacrament, has more than just the daily recommended allowance of spiritual life. It has all that you need. The Holy Scriptures tell us that Jesus comes to us in this means of grace. "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you." When you eat this bread and drink this cup, you celebrate my death and my presence until I come. "Fill my cup, Lord," the song we sang says. "I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up. And make me whole." Are those your words today? Are those words that you could speak? Are you living in a desert, thirsting in need of spiritual nourishment? Do you need the bread of heaven? Do you need the spiritual water that will water you until you will never thirst again? If you do, then you've come to the right place. Come to the altar today, seeking nourishment, seeking the bread of heaven, seeking the waters of spiritual life, seeking that which you need to fill you and make you whole. Come to the table of the Lord and receive the divine grace of God again. Come by faith and eat and drink by faith, knowing that in this act of faith, God will meet you. And Christ will come and live within you again. Are you living in a desert? Are you living in a dry wasteland? The prophet said, "I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Do you need rivers in your desert today? "I am he," says God, "who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. And I will not remember your sins. Come, for whatever you have done, it's irrelevant. Come and receive truly the nourishment that you need, not just to be forgiven, but to go forth and be the children of God in this world. Come to the table of the Lord, and by faith receive God's grace, and rise to walk as children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.